2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days, terrible times are going to come, and we believe we're in the last days. So, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. They will boast and be proud, be argumentative, be disobedient to parents, be ungrateful, be unholy, without natural affection. They will be implacable, that is, they'll never be happy whatever is done for them. They will be slanderers, they won't tell the truth about people. They will be lacking in self-control, they'll be fierce. They will not love what is good, they will betray people. They'll be puffed up with pride, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it, from such turn away. So you can see how that's being fulfilled, can't you, in society, especially when you see young people growing up like that, who have no natural affection, it seems, no respect for parents, always wanting to argue, loving themselves. And we've got to keep right away from that. So this little prophecy that Paul gives about what things will be like in the last days is really coming true. And the state of society, you could argue, is one of the clearest signs that Jesus is going to come back soon. These are the kind who creep into houses. And I think he means house churches. He means these kind of people infiltrate true Christianity. And they manipulate women who are carried with sins and lead them away in various lusts, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, the truth ultimately is Jesus. And there's a difference between always learning and studying and thinking that you're so clever, learning information, etc., and knowing the simple truth. And the simplest truth is that Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead, and that we really can live in Christ, we can be baptized into him, and we can live forever when Jesus comes back, and all our sins are forgiven. That's the simplest truth, but people can be ever learning, studying this or that, and failing to see that wonderful, simple truth. But they shall proceed no further. Their folly is going to be revealed to all men. Just as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, these people withstand the truth. Now, Jannes and Jambres were apparently the names of the magicians who claimed to do the false miracles to match what Moses did. So there's coming a day when these people will be revealed for who they are to all people. But you, that is Timothy, you've fully known my teaching, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my patience, my love. So that is absolutely true of Paul, that he had purpose. He had an aim in his life, which was to serve God and to do God's mission and to be God's man in this world. And to keep on with that mission for all of us requires absolute ability to endure and to keep on to your purpose and your intention. No matter how horrible people are to you, no matter, as he says, how they slander you, how they're ungrateful, how they're unholy, how they betray you, traitors, he says, fierce, aggressive, despite all that, you've got to keep on with your purpose and with your mission and not be detracted from that. And Paul was a great example of that. So you can say to Timothy, you know, my purpose, my faith, my love, my patience, my persecutions, my sufferings, all the things which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who would live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So it's simply not true that if you believe in Jesus, you're going to have a great, cool, smart life now. You're going to be persecuted. Again, to quote Paul, through much tribulation, we must enter the kingdom. But evil men and deceivers are going to get worse and worse, deceiving and themselves being deceived. But you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you've learned them, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So that was a great blessing that Timothy had, and that many of us have had, that from a child we knew the scriptures. And in fact, you could translate that, you knew the holy letters, as if he learnt to read, he learnt the alphabet through looking at the scriptures. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That is, God put his spirit in the writers of the Bible, so that what we've got is not just the words of men, but the actual result of the Spirit of God. So all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is useful for reproof, for teaching, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped unto all good works.